I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Well, John, prayer is not begging God to do something and then kind of waiting to see if he would do it. Prayer is really more of kind of a partnership with God, you say. Can you unpack that for us?
Oh, this is one of the really big ideas, because what happens and why prayer can be so disheartening is we pray and then we just wait and we see if God does anything. And sometimes it seems like he doesn't. And so we go, well, I guess he's not involved, or I'm not praying right, and then we kind of walk away. But when you see the beautiful pictures of prayer in the scriptures, like the famous story of Elijah on Mount Carmel, Israel had been in a 3-year drought, and God said, okay, I'm going to bring the rain, but Elijah, I want you to pray it in. And it's a fascinating story, because you're like, wait a second, you're Almighty God. Like, you can just bring the rain anytime you want. But he actually invites Elijah into the project. He wants to use Elijah's prayers. So Elijah goes up on the mountain, and he prays, and then he sends his servant to go have a look at the weather forecast. And the servant comes back and says, sunny skies, there's nothing. And so Elijah says, all right, I'm going to pray some more. So he prays more, and he sends his servant back. You all remember this story. After about 4 or 5 times, I think most of us figure, I guess God's just not in this, or I'm not doing it right. But the story is given to us to encourage us to stick with it and to see yourself not as begging God to intervene. God wants to intervene. God is intervening. But that we are his partners in prayer together.
And sometimes I think that we don't really think of it that way, that we think there's something, like you said, that we're not doing right. There will be people who come to me and say, well, can you pray to me? Because I don't really think that God hears me when I pray. Maybe he'll hear you when you pray. Why do we seem to have that position when it comes to talking to our Heavenly Father?
Yeah, I've had that too, actually. A number of people have asked me that, to pray for them, because they felt like maybe if you do it, it'll work. And I think because we still see ourselves as orphans or just servants, and we don't see ourselves as sons and daughters. I think the first really big shift that takes place for people in prayer is when we get our identity straight.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.